The 1974 Kentucky General Assembly enacted a law which in essence requires that high schools which have boys basketball teams must also have girls basketball teams. I'm talking with Charles Rawlings, former head basketball coach and athletic director, and now principal of Elizabethtown High School. Charlie, what steps is Elizabethtown High School taking to comply with this new law?
We're taking a rather positive approach to it. What is going on in the legislature, we did not have a demand as such from our student body to have a girls' basketball team. But as this day and time, things are moving, and we've got to move with them. So we're not going to fight anything as far as girls' basketball. We're to have a girls' basketball team here next year. There are plans underway for the coach. There's underway for practicing. Plans underway for playing the district tournament and regional tournament. We're going to be playing by the National Federation rules. Means that girls basketball will be played just like the boys, with five players with a full court. Now, beforehand, girls basketball had two courts. They had worked as, and they only had forwards and guards, no centers. But all of this, and now they're going to have what we call a back court, a front court, and they're going to be playing by boys' rules, more or less. That's what the National Federation rules are.
Mr. Rawlings, has a girls' basketball coach been named at Etown High?
Yes, we have talked with one person, Bob, quite a bit. You know, sometimes you talk about things and you take things for granted, but Dr. Sadler and I have been in conference, and there's a possibility of Bob Scherer, who's an eighth grade coach. He is here in our high school. He expressed a desire to take it, and as far as I'm concerned, Bob Scherer will be the girls' coach.
How many games do you foresee the Eden girls?
The minimum that you can play and still compete in the district tournament. Hope to have these with six different schools, and I feel like there's a lot of possibility.
Mr. Rawlings, that this might mean curtailing JV basketball. You won't have to go to triple headers, do you think, to schedule the girls, like a girls' game, a JV game, and a varsity game all on the same night?
People do enjoy seeing their young boys participate on the B team. If you cut out the B team, in my estimation, you would cut out a lot of the boys' basketball program. We don't intend to do that here at Elizabethtown High School. We work it in where that we can have the boys a B team, and they will play preliminary to the varsity. We do have every year a game or two where that we do not play the B team game. Set coming in this year, the possibility of Owensboro. They are already on our schedule, and they'll be playing here. But they will only bring their varsity. So this is one night that we won't be playing the B team, and this is when we could have a possibility of a girls' game that night. Also, I haven't cleared this or talked to Dr. Sadler or the coaches or anything. We may want to play on a separate night, just have, like we do the boys, have a girls' basketball game, and it's 7:30 on Thursday night, or whatever may come about. And then we have had some contact with the college. Don Green and a few more, Carol Elliott, have talked to me of the possibilities of the girls maybe playing some of their games or all games at K-Stone. So these are that we can do. I think probably we have maybe more possibilities than some of the other schools in the area for playing these games.
Principal Charles Rawlings telling us about some of the plans for implementing girls basketball at Elizabethtown High School. This is Dick Curtis.